Hello, everybody. This is the Bugcast, episode 443.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
That was Hefeverscent with his track, Hearts and Minds. Now, we have played Hefeverscent many, many times before on the show, to the point where actually I started to count and then got quite like caught up in lost counts and stuff. You can find out more about Hefervescent over at hefervescent.com. Andy Doran is his name. It's a solo project. And this was another track that we took from his 2016 album release, Logic Decimator, which I think is an awesome title for an album. Yes, indeedy. So welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 443 from wherever and however you are listening. It's really good to have you along for this show, and Happy New Year to you all. It's hopefully, I really hope this year's going to be significantly better from a world view perspective than last year was. Time will tell. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music and some stuff to talk about as we go along. Caroline has just disappeared. She'll be back very shortly with us. In the meantime, we'll play her first track of the evening. This is Sydney Lee with Wars.
That your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Yeah.
That was Fabio D'Annunzio, I think, with his track Tenazioni Jazz. And I'm afraid, other than the fact that he's from Italy, I've got absolutely no other information whatsoever. I did do some searches for Fabio D'Annunzio, and I found somebody of the same name, same spelling, who is an athlete and broadcaster within Italy. But I really don't think this is the same person. So all I've been able to do is put his Gemendo profile into the show notes. He's got a boatload, an absolute boatload of music on Gemendo. So I'm just really surprised that he hasn't got a proper sort of web-based link.
Sadly, quite a few.
Except
don't.
His Facebook personal profile, which I'm not putting on. No.
What I don't understand as well is how some of them have no bio on Gemendo, like where they're from, mm-hmm. and on anything like that. But then they link to their Facebook, and then you go to their Facebook, and it has where their hometown is, and it has bio.
Well, if you're looking at the location information on Gemendo, it used to tell you where they were from. Now it just tells you the country they're from.
Yes,
which is in some non-standard, non-ISO abbreviation.
Yeah.
So the only way you can find out where they're actually from now is to go through to their social media profiles and try and glean it from there. But it's weird. Gemendo was, back in the day, utterly awful. And then they improved it. And like then they've broken it about four times. It looks nice, but it's kind of going the way of the MySpace.
Yeah.
In terms of how useful it's becoming, which is a shame because it's a phenomenal source of music.
Yes. And before that, it was Sydney Lee with Walls from Detroit in Michigan. We actually played her track Out of Air on show 424. Hmm. And this one featured in the Best of 2016. She started singing career at an early age of five. She took an interest in musical theatre and performing arts. And after many years of musical theatre, she started to develop an interest in songwriting and playing guitar. She then started to write her own music and transitioned to recording in the studio, and her first EP was released in 2014 named Crazy Beautiful. Find out more by checking out sydneyleemusic.com.
Excellent. Now, Yannick's just popped up in the chat room and said, no, it doesn't look nice, in response to me saying that Gemendo looked nice. It is visually appealing, but from a UX perspective, user experience perspective, is not good.
Yeah.
It's not particularly usable, but visually it does look nice, in my opinion.
I don't know. It's not as usability friendly.
Yeah, but I'm separating the two. I acknowledge the fact that the UX is bad.
They've gone for prettiness.
Mm.
And
kind of
fanciness, but they've lost
the expense
functionality.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the stuff that is there doesn't work particularly well.
Yes. Anyway, more music?
No. Let's have a look in our chat room.
Oh,
and see who's listening to us. What? It's the right place for it.
There was never a right place for it.
It's always between tracks three and... Well, it's always supposed to be between tracks three and four.
When you remember.
When I remember. So yes, who's listening to us live at thebugcast.org/live?
We've got Alex T, Chalcolom, Gamerchick02, Gregorio SWVP, Ian2773, K5Talk, Laney, Shy Mega, thebugcast.org listener, interesting, the love, so Vinzy, V and Yannick with Zoe and Sandrine.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know.
TBC.org listener.
Mm.
I didn't even see him come in.
But I'm assuming that means TBC, thebugcast.org. Listener.
Yes,
listener.
But why would you call yourself that?
Because they don't want to know who they are.
Okay. It's not
anyway,
me, is it?
Now is the Mule Music.
Yes, it is.
This is a rather intriguing track, which is kind of my ilk. This is Modona with Rhyming.
Oh. This track contains language or subject matter. Hang on, let me see if I find it. It's around here somewhere.
told you to put it in.
I know you did. I know you did. It's around here somewhere.
This track contains music or subject matter that
which
might
may offend sensitive ears.
Do you understand the word that you just said? No, me neither.
To see me fall apart as I slip deep into my own silence.
Rhyming.
Hi, kids. You seem quite frightened. Is it something I've said that has caused you to run away? I'm growing tireless.
Rhyming.
So please don't pretend, Doc. Please don't befriend us. We're sleeping on bedrock. Us since 08 we kept on going to get ourselves overly headstrong. I remember the days they put me in my place. I was blue in the face and my problems were starting. Only to see ourselves turn into demons and then began what they call marking. Slip into vehicles, go into people's houses and take what they're guarding. That's when I realized I wasn't seeing right. You see my soul, it was darkening. Too many people saw too many leaks were dropped. This is the reason they caught us. 3 months in county, the woods that surround me and I get my ass beat for talking. Bunk with the brothers and also the others and then I began to see something. Hustle my ass off as soon as I get out, I'm gonna take over this country. I've never been the same since. All thanks to my main bitch.
Love you, baby.
Things for us were always on the up and up. And then she realized that, oh, fuck. Baby, won't you come my way? Got some things I want to say. I know that things were always on the up and up. And then you realize that, oh, fuck.
Shaking there, buddies. This is Jez, and you are listening to the Bugcast. Giggity-goo!
Beautiful song was Awesome Day with Go Away. Go Away are a female duo from South Korea with Hoon on vocals and Esther playing keyboards. In an interview they did with Seoul Rebels, Seoul as in the capital of South Korea, back in May of 2016. They said, this is a song that illustrates the psychology of love in everyday settings. It's about how, at the beginning of a relationship, a girl will receive all of her boyfriend's attention. But as time goes by and they communicate less, the girl will feel like the guy doesn't care as much. Because she thinks the guy has changed, she will begin to erase her feelings of him little by little. Hence the go away.
Unfortunately, it sounded familiar. It did sound familiar, but I did check it up and I couldn't find that we'd played that album.
No, we've definitely not played Awesome Day before. And from what I can see, they've only actually released two songs, possibly three, in the last year. But I couldn't find any online presence for them in themselves. So what I'm going to do in the show notes, I'm going to link to the full interview from where I took that particular quote over at soulrebels.com.
Cool. Did you do the link bit or
the one?
Did you do the link where you can find them
over at soulrebels.com?
Sorry.
Yes.
Anyway, before that, it was a rather quirky track from Modonna with rhyming. I keep saying I want to say rhythm, but it's rhyming, but it's spelled R-H-Y-M-I-N.
Rhyming without
rhyming
the G.
Yeah.
Yes.
From California. They have got a Facebook page, which is Modonna hyphen lots of numbers, so check out the show notes. And this is the bio. I am just quoting their bio. I am a human, and so are you, and you, and you, even you. Why do we not act like it?
Yes.
Yes. That's just what it says. But I just thought that was just quirky. Almost theatrical, but not.
But it doesn't answer the question. Why do we not act like
it? No. The song was theatrical, not the...
Oh, sorry.
Not the bio.
Oh, yeah, the song was.
I think that was a dig at the fact that mankind's getting a bit...
Stupid.
...screwy at the moment.
Yeah.
Did
And I swear that the rapper, the singer rapper dude was the chap out of Ghost Collective.
Right.
Because it sounds identical. But I can't find any.
Because we were talking about things to talk about. We'll not dwell on it, but When I was saying the world going a bit screwy, there has been a shooting at the moment in an airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
And baggage claim area.
And there was this thing in Istanbul on New Year's Day as well.
And there was a shooting just up the road from here on the M62.
There was.
Which is quite unusual for the UK because that you don't normally get armed shootings up here. Cars and stuff. But it was four cars stopped and the person that was being shot had history for arms and drug deals. So they obviously were working on some form of intel.
Anyway.
But yeah, let's not dwell on the bad stuff.
This year has seen the start of a lot of TV series that both Caroline and I watch on a regular basis have started up again. So things like Sherlock, things like Death in Paradise, NCIS has just started again. But there are some very interesting documentary and short-term stuff, like the Agatha Christie thingy we watched, Witness for the Prosecution, which was a brilliant two-parter crime thing based on an Agatha Christie short story that she didn't like.
Because you can't give that away because I haven't watched it. She didn't like the ending that she'd done.
Because the beep. Yes. but one thing we did watch on Wednesday night was a follow-up to a series, which I think was last year or possibly the year before, called A Very British Brothel.
Which was based in
Sheffield, which is just up the road from here. And actually, Caroline used to work a stone's throw from where this brothel is based.
Yes, but I thought it was one directly opposite where I worked. But it wasn't. Mm. It was just up the road from it. But where I thought it was also one of those types of establishments. And it's quite hilarious, actually, because the Very British Brothel was seen as a massage parlour, and it's a little bit of a legal grey area. They cannot advertise it as a brothel or a service to get sex, as it were. But their website and everything that we showed on the show, they were definitely advertising it as that. Because I went on their website and it says so-and-so is a lusty blonde with big knockers and loves to do this, that and next thing. So they're obviously offering more than a massage. But there was some very strange clientele. There was a chap in his 60s or 70s?
73, I think he was.
Who came with a little carrier bag.
Goes on a regular basis. It's a normal thing for him.
He went upstairs and then afterwards the woman was just covered in custard and he said that's his fetish. He just liked bringing a couple of tins of custard and they play in the jacuzzi.
But I think what I picked up from it is that they put the show together incredibly well so as to give you the human side.
Yes.
Of the, let's call it operation. So you actually got to know a lot about the girls that worked there, about the two lasses that ran the place, and also about
the two lasses that run the place were the mother and daughter.
Yeah, and
who
very
don't
down
get
to
involved
earth.
In any of nope. the.
They run it. They don't operate in it.
But it was just a bit jarring, almost, because, for want of a better word, they were normal women. They weren't. They weren't your stereotypical
madams
or ladies of the night.
But to be honest with you, the majority of the girls that worked at the massage parlour, they were very down to earth and straightforward, normal people. You've watched with me the Louis Theroux episode where he visited a quotes massage parlour in the States. Mm. That was seedy. That was the darker side of the sex industry, in my opinion.
Well, that's what the review was. It was to normalise it. But you would be in a shop with them or you'd be sat opposite a cafe with them and you wouldn't have a clue what they were doing because they wouldn't fit the stereotype.
Mm.
They weren't they had assets that you could see why the clients went for them, but they also had flaws, which was interesting. So there was one lady who had huge knockers.
Conungers.
But she also had a huge body and butt and wouldn't be your atypical model. But apparently she's one of their most popular ladies.
Because people have different tastes. And what did surprise me and actually kind of endeared me to both the place and also some of the clientele is one of the chaps that went there for companionship. He was almost hiring a girlfriend.
Yes. And one just hired one of them to sit and smoke for an hour.
Yeah.
In their underwear.
And okay, that might sound odd to people, and I'll admit it sounds a little bit odd to me, but actually, is it that odd? When you think about it, that's actually what people might do at home if they were in a partnership.
There were funny parts of the thing. They wanted to expand to another premises and they were struggling because they couldn't get another premises because every time they explained what they do, estate agents didn't want to show them the properties because obviously not all areas and buildings want that sort of operation happening.
Yeah, exactly.
So the funny thing was that they decided to expand by getting what they called a passion wagon, which was actually a camper van, so they could take it on tour. But it had little weird foibles, such as the mum and daughter who would be driving at the front had nothing to fasten themselves away.
They would have put a curtain up or something.
You'd think.
you'd hope.
And they were on about their latest feature, which was called a glory hole, which I'll leave to people's imagination.
Oh, I think people know what a glory hole is.
But it was just funny things, like when they were getting the hole made, will it be big enough? And the workmen...
The fact that it was a skinned wall, so actually...
You
couldn't reach through to the other side, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, and then the workmen coming to put it in there, like, do you want to test it out? And him getting all nervous and they're on about the first client when he was in the cubicle, he got locked in and they'd forgotten about him.
Oh dear.
But it was just a weird program. Chris from Canada's a question mark, and we're just talking about a documentary of the ladies of the night in Sheffield, or day, because there were 12-hour shifts, weren't they?
But I think this is the reason why they managed to get through the legal loophole of sex working and brothels, is that they're not prostituting.
Well,
they're not selling themselves.
But then again, it is a grey area because you look on their website and that they are damn well selling themselves.
But they're not offering the services on that website that they end up giving, are they?
You read it and it's...
It's wording.
It's wording, but they are self-employed, not employed to do it. But that show made it darn clear what they were doing, because if you were just doing massages, and although she said whatever happens upstairs, it's private, asking the ladies every single time, have you got your condoms, lube and baby wipes, kind of takes away that, does she know or not? She obviously does know because she's making sure that they're well protected.
Hmm. Anyway, I'm going to put a link into the show notes for the link to the Channel 4 website where you can actually, I think only people in the UK will be able to play this back, but you can actually play the episodes back in your browser should you so wish to. They're not, the episodes themselves, they're not CD. They're not.
I think it was very tastefully done because when we were talking about the chap with the custard, all you saw was the chap arriving, looking relatively normal, going upstairs and everything saying in use, and then later on you saw her afterwards explaining what they'd done. So there weren't any really seedy bits to it.
Mm.
The only bit that really jarred me was when they were interviewing for some new ladies, and one of the people that came to get interviewed, the way I can describe her, she was like a nana. She was in her 60s.
Yep.
Who just lost her job in a bank, and she didn't look or sound that it was her kind of thing, and it just kind of felt a bit weird. The other ladies that had a reason for being there, that it's something that... I mean, there was one lady who was married. Her husband knows what she does.
But she
also said that if he went to a place like this, that would be over. She'd drop him.
If he visited a working girl, even with her knowledge... then she would end it there and then.
Yeah, she works and does that up to 15 times a day.
In fairness, we knew somebody that did similar and was in a relationship.
Hmm.
And it didn't seem to bother him.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anywho, shall we move on with some more music?
Yes, this is, funny enough, this is Sam Garbutt with The Heat.
Time. Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org. Yesterday, you said that you were mine. The Bookcast, baby!
Looking at me, but that was your track.
Oh, it's my track. Sorry. Yes, that was Mistaken by Colour Out, who are from Chicago. They're a solo rock project from... Sorry, he is a solo rock project from Dave Hedrick, who we have played before. Whilst he was originally from Orlando, now lives in Chicago, Illinois. Heavily influenced by early 2000s rock, Colour Out looks to expand on what made those bands so successful, while still creating its own unique sound. With screams and falsettos over distorted and acoustic guitars, Colour Out writes emotional music with lyrics to match. We have played Colour Out a number of times before, but this was a single release from February 2016. Find out more from facebook.com/Colour Out Rock.
And we have played them a few times, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes.
I did say that.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. And before that, it was an almost local person from Leeds in the UK, which is about, what, 15 miles?
15, 20 miles?
20 miles? 25 miles?
As the crow flies.
Sam Garbutt with The Heat. He is a 20-year-old electronic producer based in Leeds with 2 years' experience in the industry and a gigging scene. He went from an indie guitarist to an electronic producer, using everything he could to enhance his sound and image. He gained airplay on BBC Radio 1 and BBC 6 Music, which over here is where they tend to do introducing and look out for new artists. Mm-hmm. He went on to continue his work and develop his sound, reaching ever further into his own unique style. Find out more by checking out samgarbett.com, which is spelled SamGarbett.com.
Awesome. Right, peoples, it is only 7 weeks until episode 450, Listener's Choice. So just a reminder that if you want to submit a track or a number of tracks to our Listener's Choice episode, then if you go across to thebugcast.org/choice, you'll be able to enter the details of the track that you want to submit or tracks you want to submit to that episode right there. Next week, the Bugcast episode 444, will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 13th of January at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can do so. Send an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. And if you want to, then why not follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thebugcast. Which takes us quite nicely up to, I'm looking forward to this, up to our last track.
Yes. So to finish the show off is an artist that we played on 425. These are three lifelong friends with a passion for making new music from Sacramento in California. They are called the Four Horsemen. You can find out more by checking out t4hband.com. And the track is called Lovers and Liars. And we'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Lovers in liars, which one of the two will live their life freely?
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find out more about our shows at otherside.network.